broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for February 9th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is Hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We do believe in the greatest country on the face of the earth. We certainly don't want to go negative, but we do want to bring up some concerns. You know what? Is the GOP really going to get it done, or are we going to just have the business as usual plan? They did that in the freshman revolution back in, what, 94, 96 range? 2001, they kind of melted down and took charge, and they lost their way every time. They got to not do that again, but we see it starting to happen. I've been a little bit concerned and expressed my concerns that, you know what, Donald Trump may be genuine, maybe doing all that he can, but I have concerns about Donald Trump, though. You know what, he's never been a staunch conservative. He doesn't understand the Constitution very well. Guys that we had hoped would be surrounding the Donald, many of them we had hoped that would get in, aren't there. There's a lot of concerning people that are there. We saw a lot of bold statements, but yet when it comes to getting it done, it's not getting done, and we're concerned. It is true that it's a lot harder to armchair quarterback than it is to be there and truly try to make a policy change. Kurt's right when he says there's few of us making the difference, but a lot of opposition. There's no doubt to all that. But turns out, I guess, Drudge is going off 1,000 times more than I am, Kurt. I'm just bringing up a warning. Drudge is going off.
Yeah, Joe Kovacs at WorldNet Daily's got this piece. Drudge erupts on Trump Republicans' White House responds. Yeah, I guess, one of the things he said was that he felt that, the GOP should be sued for fraud for apparent inaction on key promises. And it's some pretty, lively stuff.
It's interesting clown media stuff. No offense to Drudge, but look, you can't sue them for fraud. Fraud means you have to prove that they intentionally, deceived. They would say we're genuine. This is harder than it looks to get done. All I'm telling you is it's a great headline, but it's not going to go anywhere, Kurt. There's no reality to it. But the White House already has fired back. So now you got Judge and the White House on opposite sides of the table, and that's even worse, Kurt.
Well, you've got, apparently, they say, in a series of rare tweets, Drudge began with a message stating, no Obamacare repeal, tax cuts, but Republicans vote to shut Warren. Only know how to be opposition, not lead. Danger.
I think there's some truth to that. And the proof in the pudding is, they say, for example, Sean Spicer says, the Republicans are not stalling on repealing Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, but they just want to get it done right. But look, they've had 8 years since 2010 to understand what their challenge. Ron Paul already put a bill in before he was retired. Rand Paul has a bill before the Senate right now. Okay, they've had 90 days before Donald Trump even took, was sworn in after they knew he was going to be elected. They've had 2 months since then. But all they do is retreat to closed-door meetings, and then we find out how contentious it is, even within the Republican Party. They don't have any direction or any solid plans yet. And so when they say they want to get it done right, get what done right? The getting rid of Obamacare entirely? Or the replacing it with the Republican version? So I'm very skeptical, but I'm not going off like Trump. I don't think that we can call them guilty of fraud.
You mean off like Drudge?
Or Drudge, yeah.
And Drudge, in his other tweet, he says, Republican Party should be sued for fraud. No discussion of tax cuts now. Just lots of crazy back to basics, guys. Then Drudge then concluded with an assault on the White House, saying White House eyeing executive order targeting conflict minerals rule. Meanwhile, is Obamacare penalty tax still in place? Then Sean Spicer said it, I think it's hardly stalling, but remember the old phrase about Washington that nothing is official until it's been denied. So they've denied the stalling. In my opinion, that means it's pretty much official.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about it is Donald could instantly say, he could put in an executive order that says we're going to call a halt all penalties for Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act because Congress said it was not a tax. The court passed it saying that it was a tax. Due to the confusion created in the marketplace due to this lie, we're going to put a halt on it until we get this resolved.
Now, I thought that's what he did. I thought that's what he did with that first one main executive order.
Well, you go ask your accountant if there's penalties.
Well, anyway, that's what
I'm saying
I
is there's confusion on that. Yeah, you can look at the wording.
Well, yeah. There
I
you
think
go.
He gave the states discretion, and he encouraged them not to force these things. But that doesn't mean that you still won't get caught in the snag. And so there's a lot of debate about this, but there's a lot more that could be done that I don't see being done at all. And so I don't mean to be critical, but I am giving you a warning, Trump. You know, folks, let's be clear: that this guy hasn't been a stand-up guy for freedom. All right, Ken in Utah, you're on the radio.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I'm calling this morning to just try and express some gratitude. I've been like probably most people a little behind on this game. I'm a constitutional guy, and I did not like Trump at all. And you guys saw the writing on the wall a long time before the election, and sure enough, we didn't get Hillary. And it's like, wow, you guys were seeing where things were going and needed to go. And I hear the frustration with Trump. I understand that. I never have been supportive. But what's blown me away is that the amount of good things that I've seen happen, and I'm going, gee, I guess I need to, eat my hat and apologize publicly that I didn't see it right.
Well, one of my philosophies has always been, and this I think will serve all of us well, Ken, is this. I don't care who's right or who's wrong. What I care about is what's right and what's wrong. And whenever
exactly.
Trump does something right, I'm going to give him credit. Whenever he does something wrong, I'm going to attack him.
Yeah, so for example, I got to tell you, yesterday I was blown away. I was telling my wife this morning, I could not believe what I found on YouTube. I was just listening to some things in the background, and a feed came up, and it showed Trump with the county sheriffs at the White House. Now, have you seen that, by the way?
Yeah, we know all about it. In fact, one of our key sheriffs, Bunny Welch, who's a constitutional sheriff and Peace Officers Association member, has her photo with Donald right by him.
Awesome. And what blew me away was to just listen to that press conference. It was amazing because the man was asking, Mr. Trump, President Trump, was asking all of the sheriffs one at a time, what is it that you're concerned about? And they were all blown away, said so. It's like, I can't believe you're even asking us, because no one's been willing to ask us. You ought to listen, take a look at it. It's about a half
hour. Yeah, we checked it out. By the way, Richard Mack is in Washington, D.C. right now. And right after that event, Richard Mack spent time at a National Sheriff's Association event and was working with a lot of those sheriffs. And they're working on there's a new National Association of Sheriffs president now that's working with Richard Mack as we speak.
Well, hey, you've got plenty of things that you want to talk about. I just want to say one last thing, and that is this: I would like to make a donation to the program, but at the same time make a challenge to listeners. Barbara and I talked about it this morning. We decided what we want to do is donate up to $100 if people will match that. If there's anybody out there collectively $5 at a time, we'll donate up to $100 if people will match it. So our goal is to see $200 come to the show. It's not a lot, but it's what we can do, and we want to help.
Every penny makes a huge difference. LibertyNewsRadio.com is where people can do that, Ken.
Very good. LibertyNewsRadio.com.
Yes, sir.
We'll just be watching and listening to hope that that those donations come in today, that sometime today. I'll check with you guys tomorrow or whatever and match it.
Thank you, sir.
Guys, donate to the program, please. We've got to keep these guys on the air and tell them the truth.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Ken.
All
right, there he goes, Kurt. I guess, what do you think about Rahm Emanuel? Isn't he the mayor of Chicago now, Kurt?
Well, yes, he is. But just before we go there, you know, let's talk about Ken real quick. I mean, there's a guy who, man, if you get to know him, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find that in the trenches, he's working, you know, he almost works as hard as Sam on freedom and liberty. And so
well,
it's sure nice
this,
to
the
entrenched hang out
bureaucrats
with them.
Don't like him, therefore I hear.
I'm just, into that.
I'm just teasing about that. But it is true that he works very hard, and he's actively locally made an incredible difference in terms of government accountability and the lowering of taxes. I'm just telling you right now, it's we need guys like Ken. And if it wasn't for people like you and Ken and others, Kurt, I don't know where we'd be in this country. Things aren't looking great, but just imagine if there wasn't us people fighting in the trenches the best we can. Just imagine how worse it would be.
Sure nice to have those folks out there helping out. Now, you said you're talking about Rahm Emanuel. You know, I just thought his piece was, or I don't know, I'm not telling you, it's his article, but it's all about him. Yeah, it's, you know, some really good, I guess you could say, training about this whole thing. Rahm Emanuel is, you know, in my opinion, not my favorite guy, but he says some really important stuff that we ought to learn from, don't you think?
Like I said, I always talk about the issues, the principles. When somebody's right, you give them credit. When they're wrong, you reject it. We'll break it down in seconds. Even Rahm Emanuel has something important to say from time to time.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, the mayor of Chicago, we rarely disagree or rarely agree with on anything, but in this case, he's got some interesting things to say. Rahm Emanuel, Kurt.
Well, that's right, and it's the Chicago Tribune where you find this piece, Kim Jansen there. And the headline reads, Rahm Emanuel, too many Dems, we're talking about Democrats, he says, care more about being right than winning. And it's a couple of paragraphs, so it's not really that long, but it, you know, says a lot in there. He says, He's warned the Democrats they need to take a chill pill and realize that they're not going to take back national power anytime soon. He says it ain't going to happen in 2018.
And let me stop you there and say they've already got plenty of power. Not a single thing that we want is advancing, Kurt.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. But, you know, they want more. He says, take a chill pill, man. You got to be in this for the long haul. As he did last month in an event in Washington, D.C., the mayor expanded on what he believes is the roadmap back to power for his party, putting moderate candidates such as veterans, football players, sheriffs, and business people up in Republican districts, picking battles with Republicans, exploiting wedges within the GOP, and fighting attempts to redistrict Congress on partisan ground. But this time he didn't hold back on his frustration with some of his fellow Democrats. He said, winning's everything. If you don't win, you can't make the public policy. This is exactly, he's illustrating as well, this is my comment, but he's illustrating as well the reason we would eliminate parties. You simply have this infighting kind of going on. But back to the article, it says, I say, Rahm Emanuel says, that because it's hard for people in our party to accept that principle, talking about the Democrats, some, I think the Republicans are the same, but sometimes you've just got to win. Okay, our party likes to be right, Rahm Emanuel says about the Democrats, even if they lose, he added. I don't go to moral victory speeches. I can't stand them. I've never lost an election. It's about winning, because if you win, you then have the power to go do what has to get done. If you lose, you can write the book about what happened. Great. That's really exciting, he said sarcastically. Instead, he said, disagreements, he said, I'm all for it. He said, should focus on the GOP and where they've had disagreements. The president's with Russia. I'm with John McCain and Lindsey Graham. I'm for NATO. Why? He said, it's a wedge. Wedges have to be schisms, and schisms have to be divides.
Now, so, when we say that we agree with him, we're agreeing on a couple of things, not on his general thrust, which is, hey, you got to win at all costs. It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. That's the thrust. We disagree with that. You got to be on the right side of liberty. You got to be on the right side of principles every time. But what you got to be willing to do is you got to be willing to say, I don't care about party. I don't even care if an extreme liberal believes in something that I believe in. I'm going to support the right, even if some people that I don't agree with are on it. In other words, even liberals are right sometimes. And when they are, you got to give them credit. We agree with him in the sense that he's pointing these things out that, you know what? You've got to build a broader coalition for your causes than partisan politics. And you just can't run around and hope for the stars. You've got to advocate for them, and you got to do what you need to do. Winning is important. But the problem is you've got to stand with principle. And that's where I disagree with him on that, Kurt.
Yeah, it's a great point.
Speaking of moral supremacy, Pat Buchanan chimes in, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's right. He's talking about the whole
his headline. Putin.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, moral supremacy and Mr. Putin. He says Donald Trump to be allowed to craft a foreign policy based on the ideas on which he ran and won the presidency in 2016. He said our foreign policy elite's answer appears to be a thunderous no. Case in point, he says, U.S. relations with Russia during the campaign, Trump was clear he would seek closer ties with Russia and cooperate with Vladimir Putin in smashing all Al-Qaeda and ISIS terrorists in Syria and leave Putin's ally Bashar Assad alone. How do you see it, Sam?
Well, I think that there's a lot of this is clown media stuff. It's all theater. Donald acts like I want to be friends with Russia. And that may be genuine. That may be true. And I agree that's a founding father-esque principle to say, look, let's avoid foreign entanglements like the plague. But let's have diplomatic relations with all kinds of people. Let's be kind. Let's talk. Let's work together. Let's find ways that are peaceful to move forward. So in that sense, I agree there is a moral supremacy to Donald's point there. Now, when I say supremacy, don't manipulate that and take it all wrong. I'm just saying he's got the moral high ground there. It is a supremacy principle based on the supreme author of our liberty and the supreme law of the land to avoid foreign entanglements, to work with people, to look for peaceful solutions. Okay? I agree with that. But we need to be very careful because they're making this very divisive headline. Nancy Pelosi, quote, Trump's tax returns could be telling on his relationship with Russia. Now, this is an attempt, in my opinion, by the Democrats to muddy the water. I don't really care what Donald Trump's tax returns are, Kurt. What we ought to do is get rid of the IRS and not worry about it. Who cares? But what they're trying to do is get his tax returns, and then they might not find anything to do with Russia. And then when they do what they'll, or if they don't, then what they'll do is change the topic to something else in the tax returns. But if they do find something about Russia, they'll say how evil he is because he has ties with Russia. And my response is, Kurt, I have ties to Russia. Is that wrong? Is that bad? Is that evil? I thought we were supposed to trade with the nations of the world, Kurt.
That's right. They're supposed to be friends with everybody.
So if Donald Trump has relationships financially and otherwise with Russia, is that a bad thing?
Not in my book.
Okay, so that's the problem. You say, Sam, what do you have with Russia? I hire Russian programmers to write some applications. Why? Because they're some of the best programmers in the world. That's why. Okay? And I don't fear the Russians. I don't think they're evil haters against us. Do I agree with them politically on everything? No, I don't. But when they're right, I'll commend them. And when they're wrong, I'll stand politely for my beliefs, my views. But they're some of the best programmers in the world. And they're trying to learn to participate in the free market and start businesses and become entrepreneurs, Kurt. And I'm going to reward them in their efforts. Now you say, Sam, why don't you hire an American programmer? Because they're too expensive, because they don't know what they're doing. I have a very specialized, unique application. And I have very stringent requirements related to it. By the way, Kurt's connected with that very application right now. So, Kurt, you're involved with the Russians.
Howdy. Nikita Khrushchev.
But does that mean that we're evil, that we've done something wrong? See, that's what I mean. This is, and the Donald's falling for it.
Now, Pat Buchanan, in his article, he kind of points that out. You know, he says, look, yes, we beat our chests in celebration of our own moral superiority over other nations and peoples. Consider what Trump is trying to do here and who is really behaving as a statesman. Just before this, he talked about, I guess, Bill O'Reilly had Trump on, you know, right around the Super Bowl, and he's asked about Putin, if he respected him, and Trump says, as a leader, yes. O'Reilly pressed him and said, but he's a killer, though. Putin's a killer, to which Trump replied, there are a lot of killers. We've got a lot of killers. What do you think? Our country's so innocent?
Trump's right, and Barack Hussein's a killer, too, Kurt.
Yep.
Hey, the leader of the free world in Barack Hussein Obama literally used assassination capabilities and all kinds of attacks that killed all kinds of people. Not to mention torture. All right, quick pause. I'm not defending Donald. I'm just making a point that, look, we've got a skewed view in America. That's the problem. Final details on Pat Buchanan in a second.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. President Trump was careful to employ the phrase executive actions rather than executive orders as he issued instructions to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to proceed on the Keystone and Dakota Access Pipeline projects. Tom Merce, a contributing writer on U.S. government policies, emphasizes that executive actions are any informal proposals or moves by the president. The term executive action itself is vague and can be used to describe almost anything the president calls on Congress or his administration to do. A good way to think of executive actions is a wish list of policies the president would like to enact. By whatever name they are called, making federal land use policy through executive actions creates a condition called regime uncertainty that has severely negative consequences for property rights. Last July, the Army Corps issued an environmental impact statement finding that the Dakota Access Pipeline would have no significant impact on the local watershed, and that an easement under nearby Lake Owyhee was appropriate. This was contradicted by a memorandum issued last December by Acting Assistant Director of the Army for Civil Works, Jo Ellen Darcy, who ordered a more comprehensive environmental assessment that could take up to 2 years. That memorandum was voided by Mr. Trump's directive to the Corps to finish its assessment in an expedited manner. Commentator Ronald Bailey writes that those of us concerned about the rule of law on which activists, oil men, and all other citizens hope to rely should be left unsettled by the way the pipeline was stalled at the whim of one president and is evidently being greenlighted now at the whim of another. Whimsical regulation is bad for everybody. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
I smoke because it's a habit. It's very hard to quit. I've tried.
My wife smokes. It's not allowed in the home. It's not allowed around my children. I just know it isn't good.
My husband hates that I smoke, and I smoke outside.
It irritates her a little bit, but I think she sees and understands what I'm trying to get across to her, that it's not only bad to her, but it's bad to my three beautiful daughters and my two sons.
My dad gets upset with my mom because she smokes and he doesn't, and whenever my mom goes and smokes, she has to go smoke outside.
I don't think my mom should smoke because it's really bad for you, and it could hurt you really bad.
I do think there is a correlation between parents and kids. The parent smokes, the kids think it's okay for them to smoke.
Sometimes, all you need is a small reason to quit.
Yeah, I love my mom very much, but I still wish she'd stop smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we're talking about Pat Buchanan's article, Kurt. He's spot on. Pat does a great job. He's a great writer.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And he says, talking about this whole Putin thing and how Trump ought to handle it, he said if he's is to negotiate a modus vivendi with a nation with an arsenal of nuclear weapons sufficient to end life as we know it in the USA, probably not a good idea to start off by calling its leader a killer. Now you got Mitch McConnell, Pat says, rushed to assure America that he believes Putin is a thug, and any suggestion of a moral equivalence between America and Russia is outrageous. Apparently, Pat Buchanan says, referring to a polonium poisoning of KGB defector Alexander Litvinenko, Marco Rubio tweeted, "When has a Democratic political activist ever been poisoned by the GOP or vice versa?" Yet, back to Pat Buchanan's article, he says, as we beat our chests in celebration of our own moral superiority over other nations and peoples, consider what Trump is trying to do here and who is really behaving as a statesman and who is acting like an infantile and self-righteous prig. When President Eisenhower invited Nikita Khrushchev to the United States, did Ike denounce him as the Butcher of Budapest for his massacre of the Hungarian patriots in 1956? Wouldn't have been really a good way to introduce him, I don't think, Sam. Then he says, did President Nixon, while negotiating his trip to Peking to end decades of hostility, speak the unvarnished truth about Mao Zedong, that he was a greater mass murderer than Stalin? While Nixon was in Peking, Mao was conducting his infamous Great Proletarian Cultural Revolution that resulted in millions of deaths, a years-long program that dwarfed the two-day... Anyway, the bottom line is, these guys didn't do that kind of stuff because it's not too smart to try to work with guys and do those kind of things to them. So, you know, Pat Buchanan's pointing out that Trump's pretty smart about that. And he even talks about what Reagan did when he finally met Gorbachev back in 85, when the USSR was occupying Afghanistan and slaughtering Afghan patriots. He said the problem with some of our noisier exponents of American exceptionalism is that they lack Reagan's moral maturity. Undeniably, we were on God's side in World War II and the Cold War, but were we ourselves without sin in those just struggles? Great points here by Pat Buchanan. What do you say, Sam?
Well, I say he's right. I say that, you know, part of the problem that I have is this, you know, when do you say I will not meet anyone or talk with them or work with them or try to influence them for good?
It's not a smart move, I don't think, when you do that.
Okay, so, you know, that's kind of my problem with this. They act like Donald's evil. They act like they want to, you know, pin this Russian connection on him, ignoring the Clintons' Russian connections. I mean, it's kind of crazy. But they want to also have Pelosi wants to get at Donald's tax returns, saying that might show the ties to Russia. I'm concerned about that, too, because I think that's bogus. Let's just get rid of the IRS. But again, Kurt, there's a lot of talk about getting rid of the IRS when the elections are happening. But there ain't no talk now, buddy.
Good point, Sam. Mm-hmm.
In fact, the IRS is the enforcement arm of collecting all those, quote, penalties for Obamacare. So if you want to just, you know, gut the Obamacare penalty, just shut down the IRS and say there's no collection mechanism, folks.
That's right. Good point.
But again, they're not doing anything. They're not even talking about it, Kurt. They're just meeting in secret rooms for who knows what.
Well, they got to have some caviar and, you know, crackers and
all right.
You know, stuff.
Leo Holman
like
writes for WorldNet Daily or WND.com. Travel ban judge makes decision based on whopping lie, he writes, Kurt.
Yeah, and, you know, we're talking about the guy who basically said, look, Trump temporary ban on travel from these seven Muslim majority countries, hey, not going to happen. I guess he said in federal district court, he stated that no one from the seven countries on Trump's list, that's Iraq, Iran, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, and Libya, he said, has been arrested on terrorism charges since the September 11, 2001 attack on America. Now, Mr. Holman, writing for WorldNet Daily, said his comment made in open court went unchallenged in the establishment media all weekend and into Monday. While WorldNet Daily reported it was inaccurate and gave a partial list of terror incidents that have been plotted or carried out by Somali and Iraqi immigrants since 9/11. He says, where is PolitiFact? Where's Snopes? Where are all the other media fact checkers to correct the mistaken judge? Then they quote Jihad Watch and several others, but the bottom line is, they weren't checking him because he was doing what they wanted, right, Sam?
That's right, and they want to attack the ban. They want to act like it's a racial evil and, you know, racist evil agenda or whatever, and that's a lie. It has to do with keeping America safe. And people need to understand this isn't a permanent 100% ban forever, saying that these people are always evil. This is let's just stop the immigration while we get a handle on things. Let's put together appropriate policies. Let's craft a solution that can keep America safe. How do we allow people who need help to get help? But at the same time, how do we allow America to remain safe? How do we stop the ne'er-do-wells but reward the innocent? You know, how do we do that? That's really the question. But see, the partisan politic folks in bed with the mainstream press won't even let that discussion happen.
And this author from WorldNet Daily says, finally, on Monday afternoon, the Associated Press came out with a fact check on Robart's comment, debunking it as patently false. But I don't think they promoted that as much as they promoted.
So what's going to happen
to the
judge
thing
for peddling patently false information?
Have you seen anybody talk about impeaching the judge?
No, but they should.
Well, yeah, isn't that the solution there?
But Kurt, it's only the solution if they're willing to take that check and balance constitutional action.
No, they just seem like gutless, like none of them know about impeachment, but
well, they're too busy, Kurt, telling you they can't succeed on Obamacare because it's too complicated, and they can't succeed on getting rid of the Education Department because it's too difficult, and you know they can't. Well, we're gonna go home and go on vacation now. We'll be back. Then they come back and get in a fight about something else stupid. Then they almost get something passed, but a couple of turncoats sell them down the river, and then they and it just doesn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Donald is bringing jobs back to America, though, Kurt. Dateline Intel.
Well, yeah, you know, and this is a CNBC piece, but, you know, it's nice to see the Intel chief executive, Brian Kurzarench, I guess. He met with President Donald Trump, the company announced it's going to invest $7 billion in a factory employing up to 3,000 people. Factory's going to be in Chandler, Arizona, company said, and over 10,000 people in the Arizona area will support the factory. And I would say you don't know how many people, but, you know, that just kind of goes on and on. But anyway, he confirmed to CNBC, that's the CEO there of Intel, confirmed to CNBC that the investment over the next 3 to 4 years would be to complete a previous plant. It's called Fab 42. Well, that's fabulous, I'm saying. That was started and then left vacant. The 7-nanometer, and Sam, you know all about this. I mean, I don't want to have to explain it, so, you know, maybe you would do this better. Nanometer chips will be produced. There will be the most powerful computer chips on the planet. That's what he said in the Oval Office with the Trump administration. So anyway, they say
$7 billion in factory in Arizona. That's good news right on our side of the border, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's good news, and we'll keep an eye on that ball to see what happens there. I just hope that the dirty deal doesn't have all kinds of government special privilege incentives and et cetera.
Tax deals.
No, we can hope it's good, and at least there's jobs in America. That's good.
Yeah, and by the way, the Intel CEO said, America has a unique combination of talent, a vibrant business environment, and access to global markets, which has enabled U.S. companies like Intel to foster economic growth and innovation. Huh. Imagine that, Sam.
We need more of that.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I thought you might have explained that nanometer thing, but anyway, probably just, you know, I don't want to really go into it in depth because all this technical stuff is just too tough for our audience, and you know, I understand all that stuff.
Just know that Intel's a computer company, and people with skills are going to get jobs, and they're going to be good paying jobs. Just know that part, okay?
Amen.
That's all you got to know. By the way, we need to tell you the truth about the Bowling Green massacre. Kellyanne Conway's been absolutely slaughtered over this. How about some facts to the table, Kurt? Shall we? In seconds. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, several more quick stories we got to cover before the end of the hour. The truth about the Bowling Green Massacre. Kellyanne Conway got slaughtered over this. Some say she made a mistake in what she was referring to, but it's not near as bad as you think, Kurt.
Well, it's a LibertyNewsDaily.com piece, by the way, Sam. And, you know, they say presidential advisor, you know, we've already talked about her, Kellyanne Conway, already a somewhat risible, I got to look that word up, figure for coining the unfortunate expression alternative facts to defend otherwise indefensible administration claims, may have earned social media immortality by inventing the Bowling Green Massacre to defend the president's temporary Muslim travel ban. In a couple of media interviews, Conway claimed that President Trump was simply acting as his predecessor had in suspending the Iraqi refugee program in 2011, after two Iraqi refugees came to the U.S., got radicalized, and then were the masterminds of the Bowling Green attack on our brave soldiers. She, you know, the bottom line is it wasn't exactly like we thought. But I guess these guys, the main thing that kind of drove them to do these things was our FBI doing their provocateur stuff, and it seems like, Sam, they're almost always, you know, our government agents are almost always part of these real terrorist situations.
Well, and I think that's kind of the takeaway, and the question is, you know, Kellyanne got some things wrong. We agree with that, but is she really wrong on the point, Kurt?
I don't think so.
Well, let's talk about the Bowling Green Massacre a little bit. Does anybody really understand what it is and what happened? And do you have that, Kurt?
Well, you know, like in this article, you know, they talk about, here's what happened. They basically, these Iraqi refugees to whom the, you know, Mrs. Conway referred, and it tells you their names, and I mean, I can't even really rip into those, but they were vetted by the federal government and they were allowed to immigrate. Despite the fact that one of them was a known insurgent, one problem already, after settling there in Kentucky, you know, flyover land, as they call it, the 28-year-old was approached by an FBI undercover provocateur, at least in my opinion, this is one part of the problem, and invited to join in a plot to stage attacks against U.S. troops occupying his home country. After the guy had been lured into the pseudo-plot, the FBI's role-playing stooge claimed that he had received money from Osama bin Laden. The Bureau's bit player proposed that the guy help train Iraqi insurgents in the manufacture and use of IEDs and assist in smuggling weapons and a large amount of money to Iraq. The guy had been let into the country in April 2009. A few weeks later, there's a 21-year-old involved in this who would be recruited by the same, you know, the older guy into the federally choreographed conspiracy arrived in the U.S. The sting operation began just a few weeks after the second guy's arrival. They were eventually arrested, prosecuted, convicted, and imprisoned for conspiring to kill U.S. nationals abroad as part of a plot that was devised, facilitated, and supervised by the FBI. So at least to me, that's part of the problem. These guys might have been coming to America just to maybe open up an Iraqi food place or something, Sam. But, you know, when you get all tempted by big money and by the idea that you could, you know, do all that and, you know, maybe serve your former country, then I can see why maybe they went that way. But, you know, it seems almost like our government's, well, sometimes causes the problem. You know, like Burns, Oregon, with our, what, 15 provocateurs up there, Sam?
Now, here's the problem that I see with this, Kurt. You got fake news everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. And so let's say that Kellyanne made some mistakes and didn't get it right. Would she be the first one, Kurt? Or should I just start listing the Times, the New York Times, the Washington Post, all these mainstream press thugs have it wrong over and over and over and over?
But the New York Times says we're not going to lie anymore.
And then they lied and they lie every day. Right. So what I'm saying is I'm not defending Kellyanne and her mistake, okay? The debate is the Bowling Green Massacre even real?
Good point.
Okay, Rand Paul referenced the case with MSNBC. Mm-hmm. Talking about the attempted bombing in Bowling Green, Kentucky. They say that Ron Paul's statement was more... I'm sorry, Rand Paul's statement was more true than Kellyanne Conway's because the Iraqi nationals did discuss bombing an army target in the United States, even though neither was charged with actually making it happen. Now, the point is parts of this are real, Kurt, and parts of it are not real, and it's very complicated, and that's why I didn't bring it up, because sometimes shepherding people through the fake and the real is very difficult. But let's be very clear about alternative facts. That statement from Kellyanne Conway is brilliant. And she's right.
Good point.
Okay? Because what we really need to talk about here is this. We have the blowback principle that Ron Paul documented so well and that the CIA articulated. Great. And that is happening. And as we continue to play the world's cop and don't get out of these foreign policy fiascos, we will have people wanting to come to America to do us harm.
Yep.
That's clear. Now, the fact-checking sites act like they have all the facts, Kurt. And they don't because they lie, too.
Good point.
Okay? So all I'm telling you is there's so many confusing facts on this, of what happened, where, when, etc. And I don't care whose statements are right or not. What I want to point out is when it comes to defending America, anytime we can put better vetting practices in place, better profiling, and yes, I use the word profiling on purpose, practices in place to ensure that we stop the bad guys and defend America, the better. Okay? Now, just because statements by Conway aren't exactly right, she had an interview with Chris Matthews, Hardball, they're beating her up about, on MSNBC. She described the Bowling Green Massacre as an attack of terrorism carried out in the United States by refugees. But the thing is, that wasn't exactly carried out, Kurt. But there was some attempts. There was. So it's very hard to understand. She says there's been very little coverage of it. It's brand new to most Americans. What she doesn't get the chance to explain is there's a lot of these circumstances that if we had a better handle on immigration, wouldn't even be as far along as they got, if you will. Okay? So we can attack Conway, but what we're really doing is ignoring the real issue. What's the real issue? The real issue is we got to find a way to care about these issues and a way to keep America safe. And when they attack Kellyanne Conway like this, they're just ignoring the reality that America is in jeopardy, Kurt. There are people who want to harm us. And so that's why I say the truth about the Bowling Green Massacre is critical. All right, Mark Cuban's in the news, too, before the end of the hour. Mark Cuban, quote, "I don't think President Trump will last all 4 years," writes Katie.
Is he a Cuban, by the way? I know.
No, sir.
Okay.
He's a Cuban.
That owns the Dallas Mavericks.
In name only. In fact, it's probably fake news to call him Cuban.
Good point.
Because he's not really. In fact, I think that he has the Cuban name. It's probably a racist name, Kurt.
He kind of hung out with Trump and even invited him to use his venue.
Yeah, that's right. And he's been mocking him the whole time. All right, now.
Yeah.
Report. White House may slap Muslim Brotherhood with terrorist designation, writes Chuck Ross. Kurt, this should have been done forever ago. This is what I mean by fake news. The mainstream press won't tell you that the Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization, has ties to all kinds of criminals. So again, where's the mainstream press calling the truth on that, Kurt? But I don't understand why Donald hasn't already done this. Why hasn't Donald already done that, Kurt?
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if he already hadn't already done it, or at least had done, instructed it to be done or whatever. But, once again, man, like we always talk about, it's a target-rich environment. There's
yes,
so much
and maybe Donald has,
done, you know.
But what he needs to do is quit going on those mainstream press programs that slaughter him mm-hmm. and join us on the radio and tell us what he's really doing so we can report the truth.
Good point, Sam.
Donald, we'll give you plenty of time or any of your support, your aides, your people, whatever. Yeah. And we'll do our very best to be fair, to give you a chance to articulate it as it really is. And we'll do our best to put pressure where it needs to be to make some of these things happen. For example, we need to make the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization documented ASAP. For example, we need to shut down the Education Department ASAP. We need to tell Mark Cuban he's goofy and why don't you come to the table for solutions that will bring jobs back in America. We need to talk about, the benefit of jobs coming back and appropriate, fair, not free trade agreements. We need to talk about the travel ban based on a lie. We need to talk about that we don't care about Donald's tax returns. We need to talk about shutting down the IRS. Man, we need to talk about the moral supremacy of working with those who want freedom and who will stop criminal activity and terrorism. We need to talk about the greatest general, George Washington's humble foreign policy. Man, we got a lot of work to do, Donald. We need your help, my friend. Get a hold of us. We'll put you on the radio for free. We'll even put Sean Spicer on the radio and Kellyanne Conway, and we'll give her a chance to clarify her statements, even if she may have... Everybody in front of the mainstream press can say something they don't intend. The mainstream press does it all the time. Who's going to call them to account like they have Kellyanne? The point is, it's a two-way street, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be honest, open, and fair, shall we? There you have it. 2 hours of hard-hitting talk radio in the can. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Ken's willing to put in $100. Y'all going to match it? This nation shall endure.